ATR Mobile.
Afternoon, Tom. KO4HKX.
Hello, Patrick. Let me turn my radio down here. I can't remember what Wyatt called this hill, but it's down here at where Edwards Road runs into Pelham and down by the Haywood Mall. And boy, it's busy at noon hour, ain't it?
I've been through there a couple times at that time of day, and it is busy.
The fire wagon just went through here. I'm heading home from an eye appointment. Everything checked out good. So I'm very, very pleased with that.
It's a good thing. I'm glad you got a good report.
One
good. I had to go up to FedEx this morning and right there next south of the Asheville Airport and pick up some toolboxes. So that's what I'm doing. I parked the tool truck, got in the Excursion, and went and filled it up with fuel while I'm down here because it's about $1 to 50 cents a gallon cheaper down here than it is at the house, so might as well while I'm here.
Well, I'm thinking about stopping at that new donut shop up there where Edwards Road meets White Hampton and getting some donuts for me and the wife. I just had to have a follow-up appointment today. I thought they was going to dilate my eyes, and they didn't have to. I'm glad of that. But, Patrick, thanks for that contact last night up there. I found that radio evidently is sounding good on that end, but the receive on it is not what it is. And I got to thinking, I got another Yaesu radio that's in the tool cabinet down there in the basement. So I'm going to take it up and swap it out with that older ICOM 208 and see if it's got a better receive sensitivity. Because you guys just barely lit up one bar.
It is for me when I'm at home trying to get on that repeater. It's the same thing. The guys up there say they can hear me fine. A little bit of scratch with it, but there are one or two bars coming into me. So I don't know. I deal with it. Even in the tool truck on my Kenwood that you looked at there yesterday, on the 610, when I'm over toward Easley on 123 there, same thing for me. Everybody says they can hear me fine, but it's a struggle to hear them.
Very modern receiver you got, or transceiver you got there. Beautiful job installation. I really enjoyed being on your nice truck. That's something. I'd never been inside of one of those. I've been in shoe trucks, but never been in a tool truck. You got a lot to be proud of there. I noticed most of them are about 0.2 microvolts sensitivity on the receive. And I don't know what this older one's got. I bought it from AC4Q several years ago. And I take it out and hook it up once in a while. Got to learn how to reprogram it, of course, but I'm pretty familiar with the Yaesus. I call them Jesus, and that's what I got in the car here, and I think it's an ICOM in my truck. I'm not sure. Maybe it's another Yaesu. I like the Yaesu radios very much. That's you know, if you pay more money and buy the higher-end one, I think you get a better receive.
That Kenwood you seen in the tool truck, as far as I know, that's the newest 2 meter 440 radio that Kenwood has put out, and it's probably been out 15 years, so but it's still one of the best out there from what everything I can find on it.
That's all I've ever had on my HF radios, and the first one I had for 19 years, and I sold it for about what I get for it, $400 years ago, and it was working just fine. I had a couple of the older Kenwood teepee models, TM something or other, I remember, but give me the model years when I let up on the mic here, but my suggestion to Chad might be that they need to up the output power on the repeater, because it's a great repeater from what I've been told, but it should be putting out about 50 watts, I would think.
tell you anything about that at all, so I really don't know. But it's doing way better than it used to, let's put it that way. And it's still a work in progress. So that's all I know to tell you about it, what I know.
Relay boards for the DTMF tones and stuff like that, and some of the digital modes and that. And Chad is just at the top of his game. I'm amazed at what he's done with that, and I've received pictures of the progress of it. And yeah, you guys really, really got a nice repeater there. I even gave him an alarm system that he could put on that building that is above the threshold of pain. If he ever gets it on there now, I don't know that he has, but it's one that I built many years ago, and it's like 120 or 140 decibels at 15 feet. And I set it off in the basement there. I put a headset on, old Chad. He lifted one of his earplugs off, and he put it on real quick after that thing went off. I developed it for an evacuation alarm in a oil machine shop that was 300,000 square feet.
That would definitely leave a ringing in your ears when you got done.
It was about like shooting a .357 Magnum pistol without any earplugs on. And so somebody started to bother that repeater. It would be very painful if they didn't have ear protection, put it that way.
That little bitty concrete building, I bet it would be ringing them ears real quick, echoing in there.
There's other ways of deterring things, but I don't think Chad would go for them that I used back up in Kansas. For example, we had dogs that they kept sipping over our trash barrel out back. Up in Kansas, well, you burnt your trash out in the trash barrel. And I took a lighting transformer like we used on the machine tools, and I borrowed it, and it was 440 volts output, and 440 input and 120 out. And so I just reversed it and put the 120 in, and then you'd get very little amperage out of it, but it was 480 volts coming out the other side. And I put wire mesh under the trash barrels and put them up on 4x4s and filed off the top of the trash barrel real well and put one wire on the trash barrel, one wire on the wire mesh. And about 2 o'clock in the morning that night, I heard as he went between the houses.
He didn't know what got a hold of him and didn't want to find out.
I hope he was relieving himself, Patrick. How's that for sick?
That's one way to deter him, though. But make sure you tell Miss Bernice when you get home that Lisa and I said thank you for the, I'm assuming it's a bread that she sent home. I can't remember what it was called, but that was really, really good.
Well, I hope you heated it just a little bit. It's called P-O-T-I-C-A, Potica. And it's basically a German nut roll. And, oh, we actually FedEx it out there where you was at, up to my nephew in Boston every year. He expects that for his Christmas present. And he just crazy about it.
I heated mine up, but the wife, she tried it without heating it up. I put mine in the microwave for about 10 seconds, and because I knew you'd said that, and it was really good last night after I got home. I enjoyed that little snack as I walked through the door.
Well, that's wonderful. And Bernice probably heard you. She's there at home in the kitchen, and the radio's on. And I'm getting ready to pull in the donut shop up here, which looks busy today, unfortunately. And anyways, this poor guy's trying to get out up here with a truck. I don't know if he'll ever do it or not. I wonder if he can get out. Yeah, I'll let him out. I'll catch you later, Patrick. 04HKX0TR73.
Good to talk to you today, and thanks for checking me into the net last night also. I do appreciate that, relaying me in. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear, 73.
Give me that number of that radio if you got it, Patrick. If I can still hear you, I'm pulling in by this building.
To you later, because I'm in my excursion right now, and it's got an ICOM ID 5100 in it, so it's a different radio. But I will text you the numbers off that radio that Ken was later. KO4HKX, clear, 73.
N0TR, 73, Patrick.